Have you ever felt that strange flutter in your chest when a book falls open to exactly the page you needed, or bumped into someone who changed the course of your life? These aren't mere coincidences, they're cosmic whispers guiding you toward your true path. The Celestine Prophecy invites us into a world where synchronicity isn't random, but meaningful, where every chance encounter carries a message if we're awake enough to receive it. This spiritual adventure follows an unnamed narrator whose ordinary life transforms when he learns of an ancient Peruvian manuscript containing 9 insights that predict humanity's spiritual awakening at the millennium's end. What begins as intellectual curiosity becomes a life-altering journey as he discovers that these ancient teachings explain the very coincidences propelling him forward. The manuscript's revolutionary message? We're evolving toward a new understanding of reality, one where energy, not matter, forms the foundation of existence, and where human consciousness plays a crucial role in cosmic evolution. Imagine standing in a garden at dawn, fingers extended toward a philodendron. As your vision softens, you perceive something extraordinary. A luminous field surrounding your hands, stretching between your fingertips like gossamer threads. This energy field forms the foundation of physical reality itself. Quantum physics now confirms what mystics have long claimed. Matter is mostly empty space filled with vibrating energy patterns that respond to human consciousness and flow based on our intentions. Our first glimpse of this reality often comes through heightened sensitivity to beauty, when a sunset appears so vivid it almost hurts. These aren't merely aesthetic experiences, but glimpses of the underlying energy. When we learn to perceive this energy consciously, the world transforms. Trees glow with inner light, people radiate colorful auras, and boundaries between self and environment dissolve. What seemed solid becomes fluid. What seemed separate becomes connected. This perception isn't hallucinatory, but hyper-real. The world becomes more alive and enchanted than we ever imagined. Why do family gatherings often end in arguments? Why do some people energize you while others deplete you? The fourth insight reveals that humans have unconsciously competed for energy throughout history. Disconnected from the universe's abundant energy source, we've developed psychological strategies to extract energy from each other instead. These control dramas operate like invisible scripts. Intimidators use fear to dominate. Interrogators question and judge to undermine confidence. The aloof withdraw emotionally, making others work for connection. And poor me types use victimhood to manipulate sympathy. Each strategy develops in childhood but persists unconsciously into adulthood, creating conflict cycles. Consider your last difficult interaction. Did someone make you feel small through criticism? Did you withdraw protectively? These patterns explain everything from playground bullying to warfare. The insight reveals this competition isn't inevitable, but transcendable. By recognizing these dynamics, we can connect to universal energy instead, creating relationships where people enhance rather than deplete one another. Have you ever experienced a moment when time stopped and boundaries between you and everything dissolved? During crises or when witnessing extraordinary beauty, our perception can transform. The fifth insight describes this mystical awakening where consciousness expands beyond personal identity into cosmic awareness. In these transcendent states, we experience our evolutionary heritage directly. We feel ourselves as stardust formed billions of years ago, evolving toward greater consciousness. The universe isn't out there, but experiencing itself through us. This is immediate knowing, feeling yourself in infinite space, perceiving Earth's spherical nature as sensation, witnessing cosmic evolution as your autobiography. This mystical connection is available through specific practices. Give complete attention to your surroundings. Visualize everything suffused with luminous energy. Cultivate love for what you observe. Draw universal energy through conscious breathing. When practiced regularly, this creates a cellular transformation, a lightness that eliminates the need to drain others' energy. You become self-sustaining, drawing directly from the infinite source. Our control dramas are psychological adaptations to family dynamics. The quiet child with domineering parents or attention seeker with distant caregivers develop these patterns as survival strategies that unconsciously continue into adulthood, limiting growth and draining relationships. Notice when you withdraw during conflict or interrogate others to feel superior. These behaviors likely mirror your childhood home dynamics. Perhaps you developed aloofness to protect yourself from criticism or learned intimidation from family power struggles. The sixth insight shows that understanding these origins reveals your spiritual purpose. Your parents' conflicting worldviews, perhaps your father's ambitious materialism versus your mother's selfless service, presented the central spiritual question your life is meant to answer. The tension between these perspectives created conditions for your unique contribution to emerge. When you recognize how your childhood prepared you for your spiritual mission, your relationship with your past transforms. What seemed like limitation becomes preparation. What felt like damage becomes destiny. Understanding your control dramas reveals the future you're meant to create. Have you ever had a sudden thought to call someone, only to discover they desperately needed to talk? The seventh insight reveals how intuition guides our evolution when we're energetically receptive. Unlike ordinary thoughts, intuitive messages carry a distinctive resonance that sets them apart from mental chatter. This guidance works through multiple channels. Dreams offer sophisticated messages about our path, with nightmares often containing crucial insights about our resistance to growth. Daydreams and spontaneous mental images reveal possibilities awaiting us. Synchronicities, meaningful coincidences, bring us people with exactly the message we need. Even apparent obstacles contain hidden opportunities. The challenge isn't receiving guidance, but recognizing it. This requires maintaining high energy through spiritual practices and clearly identifying our questions. Meditation, nature immersion, and contemplative walking help clarify these questions and increase receptivity. For important decisions, build your energy through connection practices. Clearly formulate your question, then remain alert to subtle guidance. Watch for recurring themes, unusual emotional responses, or spontaneous mental images. The universe constantly communicates. Our task is developing the sensitivity to receive these messages and the courage to follow them. What would relationships look like if everyone followed these insights? The eighth and ninth insights envision revolutionary interpersonal connections, where we enhance each other's energy through conscious interaction rather than draining it through control dramas. Instead of seeking completion through codependency, we'd connect as whole individuals, creating superpersons while maintaining individual growth. In this emerging culture, chance encounters would be recognized as meaningful connections carrying specific messages. We'd appreciate others' unique qualities until their features stand out with enhanced presence. When confronting someone trapped in a control drama, we'd name their behavior compassionately while seeing their authentic self. Group interactions would transform through conscious conversation, each person speaking when energy moves to them while others focus on bringing out their clearest expression. In functional groups, everyone's energy would increase, creating a unified field greater than its parts. This evolution would integrate technology with spiritual awareness. We'd live among restored nature and meet needs through intuition-guided production. The journey begins with you implementing these insights daily, joining the love wave transforming human consciousness.